In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Once a year, we celebrate the feasts of All Saints and All Souls. On this day, we take time to remember all those saints, both known and unknown, and all the faithful departed who have passed on. All of those who make up the great communion of saints, a cloud of witnesses who surround us with their prayerful presence. The lives of all the faithful departed have inspired many for centuries. Their works are examples to us of how one can lead and conduct themselves in a world that so often seems at odds with the teachings and ministry of Jesus Christ. Their faith has shown us all what can be accomplished when one puts God squarely at the center of their lives. How through faith, one can not only persevere against great odds, but the seemingly impossible can be made possible. Through their faith, they have helped to build and sustain the church from generation to generation. So often I find it can be hard for me to see or recognize the saints around me. I so often look for those human-made indicators of power and prestige. I can so easily get wrapped up in human-made fears and anxieties, believing that through our own power, we can have complete control, forgetting that from God, all things come, forgetting that by God, all things have their being. I lose track of all the blessings that God has bestowed upon me, all the blessings that he has given to us as a free and loving gift. The saints that have come before us and who are in our lives now have shown us what it means to be blessed by God. They live into the words of our gospel reading. With these simple words from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus illustrates the full, complex beauty of a life lived in faith and service to God. Those who are low in spirit, they are blessed because theirs is not an earthly kingdom, but a heavenly one. Those who mourn, they are blessed because they will know the comfort of their eternal Father in heaven. Those who are humble, they are blessed, for it will be them who will gain the earth. Those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness are blessed because they will be filled with grace. Those who show mercy to their neighbors are blessed because they will know mercy in return. Those who keep their hearts pure, they are blessed because God will make himself known to them. Those who strive and live for peace, they are blessed, and by their love will be known as God's children. Those who are persecuted because they believe in Jesus Christ, because they believe in the eternal power of God, those who are persecuted because they stand up to the world and declare that only by God and through God can we be what we were created to be God's children, living fully into his love for us, living contently into his eternal peace, living to do his good works by serving others. These will be blessed, for they are the saints of God. On this day, we remember that we have not only inherited the gifts of the saints, that we have not only inherited the gifts of this church, but we remember that we are still connected to them by our weekly communion together. Each and every time we approach this altar, we do not do it alone. We do not do it in isolation. We do it together. Now, I once heard someone describe how they tried to enter a prayerful and spiritual state that would help them to feel like each time they came to the altar, it was like the first time. trying to recreate that rich swirl of emotions and thoughts that come from the unknown and the new. I would like to offer to you all today a different way to approach it. What if you approached the altar like it was the one time? What if we approach the altar as if Jesus and his disciples are walking alongside with us? What if we approach the altar as if all the martyrs of the early church are walking alongside with us? What if we approach the altar as if all the great theologians who have helped to deepen our knowledge of God are walking alongside with us? What if we approach the altar as if all the great artists who have dared to dream the face of God and been bold enough to put it into words and images and music are walking with us? What if we approach the altar as if all those who have struggled to bring equality and justice into our societies are walking with us? If we approach as if all those whose good works go unseen but by God alone, all those whose faith is known to God alone, are walking with us. When we come forward to receive this Holy Communion, we do it the one time, the eternal time, that stretches back generation after generation to that first moment with Jesus Christ. It encompasses all those who have walked to altars, stretched across time and across the world, that great cloud of witnesses, all present, all united by this communion. But this one time, this eternal time, also stretches forward. Those who are yet to come walk with us to the altar. Those whose futures we are building today are walking with us. The generation of future saints who will inherit the gifts of our lives, our works, our faith, they are walking side by side with us as we approach this altar that one eternal, continual, never-ending time. I invite you to approach this altar as if it was the first time, as if it was the last time, as if it was every time. To approach it as if every saint who has come before you is walking next to you, lifting you up to be closer to God. To approach it as if every saint who is yet to come after us is right next to you. And by your faith, your dedication and commitment to the church, you are lifting them up to be one day closer to God. I invite you to approach this altar in awe of the mystery that is God's eternal love, and how through this sacrament we are united in an eternal moment, a single moment, approaching it in that one time. Today, let us remember we are not alone, that we stand on the shoulders of giants, made into who we are today by the love of family, friends, and this faithful community. We remember today that we continue the work of the saints for the benefit of our children and our children's children. We continue the work of the saints so that all people can come to know the blessings we have received, so that all people can walk to the altar alongside with us that one time. Today we remember that we are blessed beyond all reason and understanding, loved beyond all comprehension by the one true and living God. Amen.